This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I'm looking at it right now, and the Jags are up to a 7-point favorite over the Houston Texans.
Oh, the disrespect.
Yes.
If it goes to 8, I will flip my lid.
It goes to 8.
Almost said a bad word.
I know. That's how serious your passion is about the disrespect the Texans are getting right now.
The disrespect they're showing this team
mm-hmm.
that hasn't lost all their football games, mind you, Sean.
No.
A lot of people say, hey, they haven't won a game. And I'll say, yes, but they have not lost all of them.
Semi-win.
That's right. Three losses and a
semi-win.
That's
against,
right.
against the Indianapolis Colts. What was it again, Mike?
Semi-win.
Thank you.
Semi-win.
I love that.
God, that might be one of the most brilliant little bits of sports commentary that's ever been uttered. But because it was about a tie in the 2022 Texans season, it will be lost off into the ether someday when we update our databases.
Right, exactly. And from, of all people, like one of the guys who, if you had asked me to handicap what Michael Irvin's reaction was going to be to what Lovie Smith did, it would have been the total opposite of that. That, for those who don't know, that cut is from a Michael Irvin rant about from a few weeks ago about Lovie Smith choosing to punt in overtime and take a tie instead of going for the win. Instead, he walked away with
semi-win,
according to the playmaker. So
he almost had me convinced though too.
Yeah,
because it was because of everything you just said. I was like, oh, that's Michael Irvin,
yeah,
like the ultimate competitor. There's a widely pointed to as like the locker room guy that helped drive people towards those Super Bowls. If it's okay with him, hey, it's okay with me.
I'm very susceptible when people passionately scream their arguments at me.
Yeah.
That I will believe them. I'm more likely to believe. I'm like, you know what? He does make a really good point very loudly right now.
Were you a sucker for your kids and their adamant denials growing up?
Because
I am.
Yeah, probably. Because you always want to assume the best with your kids. Like, yeah, you're right. You probably wouldn't do that.
I'm pretty sure. I'd really like to believe you're not a sociopath.
Because you're amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
because kids, let's face it, they're sociopaths.
Yeah.
They will lie to your face. Yeah. And that's your job is to teach them how not to be sociopaths.
Hey, real quick, before we get to John and Landry and talk about what's going on In the Loop today, I mentioned Texans plus 7. What do you think happens this weekend on Sunday?
I think that the Texans, with an emphasis on good old-fashioned ball security on offense and stripping the ball away on defense, end up winning a game because they're due, honestly, to win a game based on almost nothing but turnover margin. I think that Trevor Lawrence has shown a propensity to both fumble and throw away the football. And I think that ends up being the difference this week. So I'm going to say Texans 18, Jaguars 15.
18.
Very weird score.
No less weird than 12-9 last night. So,
yes.
Let's roll that. I think the Jags win this game. I just can't trust the Texans offensively right now. I think I have 27-19 in my prediction.
That's not as weird a score as mine. I win.
No, but the 19 comes from basically, I think they're going to score a touchdown. I think they're going to move the football a little bit, but probably bog down and kick a whole bunch of field goals in this game, the Texans. So I have 27-19. That said, though, man, I got to go look and see the last time the Jags were a 7-point favorite in a game. That's a weird, there's something to be said about
a
team being favored by that many points that hasn't been favored in forever.
Wasn't it opening game last year? Were they a 7-point favorite?
No, not
the Texans?
No. They were like a 3-point favorite against the Texans here in NRG. Now they may have been. I think they were favored again, maybe later in the season in Jacksonville. But I mean, there's a touchdown favorite is a big favorite in the NFL.
Oh,
a big,
for
big
sure.
favorite. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good. I have a question for Seth.
Okay.
Because Seth is obviously a Houstonian, proud, loud. Texans legend, all that good stuff. What are your feelings toward Jacksonville right now, having played there? And do they use you as for any of their events?
Stuff? Well, I get invited to all this stuff, but it feels weird because I spend all my time talking about the Texans and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I get invited back to reunions and things, but it's during football season usually also. So, I mean, I have fond memories of there, but it's not like this is why I always tell guys, if you have the choice and it's an apples to apples, or, you know, if you have a decision in free agency, don't go play within your same division because it's a pain in the ass. But I consider myself, if I were to be inducted into
the Ring
a very
of Honor,
tepid Hall of Fame of some sort,
yes,
yeah, I would go in as a Texan. So
that's what I figured.
That's where I draw the line.
But you played at Jacksonville just as long.
Well, and I played on better teams in Jacksonville.
Right, right.
You know, we were, like, early on, we were very, very good teams. But I just felt like in Houston, it was I felt like I got more of like the NFL experience in Houston, and I felt because we were here at the beginning, I feel like a certain ownership in the team that I didn't feel in Jacksonville just by being there like at the very beginning and like being more of a veteran player on that team. That's why I feel more like a Houston Texan.
Well, we're glad you picked us.
Yes. Who's considered the greatest Jag in history? Is it Tony Boselli and nobody else is in the conversation? Probably, right? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. They got nobody.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Brunell probably doesn't get as much credit as he should.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a different era, too. You know what Brunell was? He was a top-tier quarterback for a while, but it was in an era as the stats were changing. So I think probably when you look at Brunell's stats, they're not going to look as impressive as a lot of the guys that he was playing with would keep playing for a lot longer and just stack up a boatload.
I would have thought.
So Brunell probably is up there.
Mojo.
Oh, Fred Taylor. I mean, Fred Taylor.
I thought
Fred
Mojo. I was going to say Maurice Jones-Drew.
Mojo?
Yeah.
Maurice Jones-Drew didn't end up having nearly as long and productive a career as Fred.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd have to look at their actual stats with the Jaguars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.